From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief for July 11th. Riley, July 11th. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from the Daily Bast, Caitlin Collins grills Scott Jennings on Mitch McConnell's health. Caitlin Collins grilled Scott Jennings on CNN about Mitch McConnell's health after a video surfaced of the senator being rushed to the hospital by ambulance. Jennings claimed he spoke with McConnell on Tuesday, saying the senator called to check in and discuss policy issues like the Iran war. Collins pressed Jennings about whether he informed McConnell about conspiracy theories circulating on social media, and Jennings admitted he didn't. Jennings did concede that there needs to be more transparency about McConnell's health, saying it would have saved the senator's team some grief. Jennings has been in touch with McConnell's staff, but hasn't spoken directly to the senator since their phone call. CNN has distanced itself from Jennings' comments, stating he's not a full-time employee or journalist and doesn't represent the network. Next, second, from the Hindu top, safe pedestrian infrastructure should not come at the cost of the livelihoods, civil society groups. So, there's been a big push to improve pedestrian infrastructure in Bengaluru, which is great, but it's coming at a cost. The city's been cracking down on street vendors, evicting them to make way for these improvements. Now, a group of civil society organizations is speaking out against this, saying that it's not fair to hurt the livelihoods of the urban poor in the process. They're asking the chief minister to put a stop to these eviction drives and find a way to balance infrastructure development with the needs of these vendors. The vendors are a big part of the city's economy, and they are not just talking about the people selling stuff on the street, but also the people who depend on them for their daily needs. It's a complex issue, and the organizations are trying to find a way to make sure that everyone's interests are taken into account. They're not against the idea of improving the city's infrastructure, but they want to make sure it's done in a way that doesn't hurt the people who need it most. The organizations are trying to raise awareness about the issue and get the government to rethink its approach. They're saying that there are ways to improve the city's infrastructure without displacing the vendors, and they are willing to work with the government to find a solution. It's a tricky situation, but it's good to see people speaking out and trying to find a way to make things work for everyone. Up next, third, from RFI English. England and Norway bosses hail World Cup wonders Haaland and Kane. So I was reading up on the England vs Norway World Cup match, and it seems Thomas Tuchel and Ståle Solbakken are both raving about their top scorers. Tuchel thinks Harry Kane's experience and skill will be crucial in the quarterfinal. Solbakken agrees, saying Haaland's pace and power are a nightmare for defenders to deal with. They're both pretty confident in their players' abilities, which is no surprise given how well they've been performing so far. Haaland's been in top form, scoring consistently throughout the tournament, and Solbakken credits his work ethic and adaptability for his success. Tuchel, on the other hand, is focusing on Kane's experience and leadership, saying he's been a key player for England throughout the World Cup. It's clear both coaches have high hopes for their teams, and it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out on Saturday. Solbakken also mentioned that Haaland's ability to play with both feet is a major advantage, allowing him to create scoring opportunities from anywhere on the field. Tuchel, meanwhile, is emphasizing Kane's ability to read the game and make smart decisions, which has been a major factor in England's success so far. It's going to be a tough match, but it's shaping up to be an exciting one. And then, fourth, from the Hindu top, US-Canada bridge threatened by Trump to open July 27. So I just got word that the Gordie Howe International Bridge is set to open on July 27, and this is confirmed by Canada's Ministry of Infrastructure. Apparently, they've got the support of the US government, which is a big deal. The statement doesn't mention anything about Trump specifically, but I know he's been threatening to block the bridge's opening unless certain conditions are met. I'm not sure what those conditions are, but I'm guessing it's related to trade or border security. Anyway, it looks like the bridge is going ahead as planned, and that's a big win for the region. Next, fifth, from the Guardian World. Meta ditches Muse image AI feature because it misses the mark on users' privacy. So, Meta's ditching this AI feature that lets users generate images from public Instagram accounts. It's been live for just a few days, and they are already pulling the plug due to privacy concerns. Apparently, it was meant to be a creative tool that gave users control over their own content, but it ended up missing the mark. A Hollywood union was one of the groups that spoke out against it, saying it didn't align with their values. The thing is, this feature was only available for public accounts, but that didn't seem to matter to everyone. Some people were still uncomfortable with the idea of their content being used to generate new images without their consent. Meta's statement says they are committed to giving users control over their own data, but it looks like this feature just wasn't the way to do it. It's worth noting that this feature was only available on the web, not on the mobile app. And it's not like Meta's getting rid of the AI tech altogether, they're just disabling this specific feature. But for now, users won't be able to generate images from public Instagram accounts using this tool. Up next, 6th, from The Guardian UK. Ryanair has axed its family seating policy, but kids' fees still add up. Ryanair has stopped charging parents extra just to sit next to their kids, but the airline still tacks on a fee for babies on laps that can end up higher than the adult ticket itself. The cost varies by carrier. Some give a discount for children over 2, while others charge the full adult rate, meaning families can end up paying a lot more than they expect. Those hidden taxes and ancillary fees add up quickly, so it pays to check the total price before you book, especially if you're traveling with little ones. And then, 7th, from The Guardian UK, he goes a bit funny if you use his real name. The unstoppable rise of Count Bineface. Nigel Farage's push for a by-election in Macclesfield turned into a surprise showdown as Andy Burnham was poised to claim the seat. Amid the count, the monster-raving loony party's perennial candidate Nick the Flying Brick, a 60-year-old treasurer, secured the 10 nominations needed to stand. His real name, Nick Delves, rarely surfaces. The moniker sticks thanks to his signature silver bin hat, a visual that's become his trademark. Despite the novelty, the campaign has drawn genuine attention, highlighting how fringe figures can still carve out a space in Britain's electoral landscape. Next, 8th, from War, Love, and Survival in Ukraine. Surrender, they call it realistic. The writer reflects on a brief note that praised courage then urged realism about Ukraine's borders, and how that single word has become a mantra for distant leaders who can discuss territory from safety. He argues that realistic advice often means accepting loss, less land, more uncertainty, while those offering it live in protected homes, never having to map the cities they might ask Ukraine to surrender. The piece stresses that the cost of such compromises is lived in schools, gardens, and missing children, turning abstract borders into personal grief. It ends by asking how much a nation must give up before anyone calls it realistic. Up next, 9th, from Facts HQ. Home sales hit record high, Apple sues OpenAI. NASA wants volunteers. The June report from the National Association of Realtors shows the median price of an existing home hitting an all-time high, sparking fresh debate about whether the market has peaked or will keep climbing. President Trump announced he won't sign the biggest affordable housing bill in decades, but the legislation is set to become law anyway, a move he framed as a protest in favor of a different housing proposal. After earlier dismissing talks with Iran, Trump now says negotiations will resume in Oman, though the future of the Strait of Hormuz remains uncertain as both sides clash over navigation rights. In Houston, federal ICE agents are under investigation after a man was shot through his car window. Witnesses dispute the agency's account, and multiple authorities are probing the incident. Apple has filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and a former senior engineer alleging theft of trade secrets for new AI-driven devices, while OpenAI maintains it respects other companies' intellectual property. And then, 10th, from The Art of Enchantment, with Dr. Sharon Blackie. Ladies of the Lake. So, the Myth Summer School is back for its second month, focusing on the Ladies of the Lake. Apparently, these stories have been a big part of Arthurian legend, and they are going to be exploring different versions of the characters. The event is live, and it's happening next Wednesday at 4 p.m. UK time. You can find the Zoom link at the bottom of the article. I'll also send it out again next Saturday morning, just in case you miss it. They're going to dive into the stories, but I'm not sure how in-depth they'll get. It's not entirely clear what specific characters they'll be covering, but it's supposed to be a celebration of these women in Arthurian legend. The Myth Summer School is a recurring event, and it's been going on for a few months now. They've covered other topics like the Green Man and the Wild Hunt, and it seems like they're really passionate about exploring these kinds of themes. If you're interested in Arthurian legend or just want to learn more about these characters, it might be worth checking out. The event is live, so you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. That's the day.